What we have before us is a bill that passed to us from state government committee, really because there are some fees and things moved around within this bill and some dollars. And so typically we deal with that in this committee and let the rest of it go. But because of the concerns of some of the issues surrounding this bill and very valid concerns, I'm going to offer amendment today on this bill. And this bill really started out as a bill that was the main operation. At least 24 pages of the 30 pages of the bill dealt with the legalization of online poker, which some numbers say that there's as many as 150 people playing online poker, and 150,000 people playing online poker in Iowa. And I have this amendment that really deals with that. I'd like to go to the amendment.
We're on the amendment, Amendment 2363.
Just briefly, this amendment removes the legalization from online poker and authorizes a report. The first part of the bill, or the amendment to the bill, addresses some of the issues around harness racing and racing, other racing at tracks, and it gives the commission the authority to regulate of these purses starting January 1 of 2012. It authorizes standard bred purses and racing at state fairs and also other county fairs. And then there's a language in there that says that other places that they would authorize. That puts 2% into marketing from some of their promotion of the racing industry. There's other language to deal with that. There's some language about quarter horses. And one of the things that we do in this amendment that deals with the advance deposit wagering. And we, in order to make this really work, there are 20 states that do this in across the United States. And for example, if I, as an Iowan, wanted to bet on the Kentucky Derby, they have advanced deposit wagering. They could put the money into an account in Kentucky, and I could bet on it. But people in Kentucky couldn't bet on Iowa races here, and so they could bet on the races through their own state. So we lose that revenue. So that's an important a part of this. And the rest of the bill deals with more issues around the racing industry, also about creating a Class D felony for advanced deposit wagering. The other issue that's important was the referendum. And there were concerns about, in the original bill, it said after you had your two successive elections for a referendum and they were passed, that would be it. But this amendment now adds referendum by petition. So after you had your first two successive elections for authorizing gaming, then after 8 years, which is different than what we have right now, 8 years you could have a petition. Obviously, the legislature does have the authority. If something would come up in between that, we could alter that. And then finally, on the first thing that I talked about, the report on the possible regulation of interstate poker. The Racing and Gaming Commission shall prepare a report delivered to us on December 1st of 2001, dealing with the current state of unregulated internet poker, consumer protection, responsible gaming measures and such. And also they are authorized to talk to people who might be hub operators or other interested parties in preparation of this report. So with that, Mr. Chairman, that's a brief overview of the amendment. If there are no questions, I'd move the amendment.
Thank you, Senator Dasso. Are there any questions on the amendment? Senator Feenstra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Dasso, would you yield?
Yes, I would.
The report that they're looking at here, looking at doing. It says it looks at the creation of the framework, the regulation of interstate internet poker, consumer protection, responsible gambling measures. Does it look at any societal issues or ramifications of internet poker?
I don't believe that there's, in our language, there's any statement on that.
Okay. Why, I'm just curious, it seems pretty one-sided to look at one side but not the other.
Well, first of all, this isn't a study. This is a report, and I know that they have studies out there dealing with the ramifications of poker, not just poker, but gaming as a whole. And I think that there are plenty of studies out there that talk about the negative and benefits of it, and I think that would be directly applicable to what we're talking about. And we're not in this bill in any way authorizing that online internet poker play. So this is really to get a report on these measures from the Racing and Gaming Commission. And we could certainly have that discussion when the report comes. And if a bill comes forward, we put a bill together to deal with that. But this is really to educate the body and educate the legislature and get further information that was really requested by our colleagues here in the Senate.
Thank you, Senator Counselor. I think you make some good points. I think this body not only needs to be educated on that area, but I think it also needs to be educated on the societal effects. I so often hear that we should do internet gaming because, you know, it's unregulated right now, and this we can at least regulate it. You know, that reason doesn't go too far when you talk about drugs and society and other things, that, you know, maybe we should regulate that and approve those too. So I'm really worried about this part, just because I think it starts the process, and it starts going down that slippery slope of probably making this happen someday. So I will be a no on this this bill. Thank you.
Senator Kornbach.
Well, I'm going to be a yes on the amendment and a yes on the bill today, but I do share Senator Feenster's concern, and if when the bill comes forward to the floor, you might want to discuss an amendment to, include additional subjects in this report, you and I might have a fruitful conversation on that along those lines.
Senator Shelgren.
Thank you. I appreciate the amendment that has come forward. There's some good parts of this amendment. There's definitely some questions of this amendment. One of the things I look at, and I have spoken out, Ottumwa recently went through trying to get a casino. And I actually wrote an article saying I was not in support of a casino for Ottumwa, because if I wanted to have my children live next to a casino, I would have moved next to a casino. And so I don't support the expansion of gambling. But saying that, Iowa has gambling, and it's important for the legislators, in my opinion, to deal with these issues. Just because some of us wish or didn't wish that it was here, we have to deal with it, we have to work with it. And so I think that's very important that we bring these topics up. I have given my commitment to work to get this out of committee if it has certain parameters. One of those parameters was that I didn't want taxpayer money being spent to promote internet gambling. And so, Senator Dotzler, would you yield?
Yes, I'd be more than happy to yield.
On the last part, on the report of the possible regulation of interstate or intrastate internet poker, who's paying for that that study?
Which study are you referring to? This report?
The report. The entire report that's being done.
Well, I think that comes through the Racing Gaming Commission, and I think that their money is directly appropriated out of gaming revenues.
So that's coming from the gaming revenues portion of it. Thank you.
Right. Right.
No tax money.
No tax money. Just to like the DCI, the regulation of it, those DCI agents that are out there, that all comes from gaming revenues. State doesn't pay for any of it.
Okay. Next question I would have then has to do with the retroactive applicability. This puts it back to 1994, January 1st, 1994. And so, therefore, if a casino has recently gone through in 2010 its second referendum, I'm assuming that this would then exempt that same casino from having to go through in 2018. Is that accurate?
That's correct. That happened in my district of the Isle of Capri and Waterloo. They passed overwhelmingly. In fact, they've increased after their first referendum support. So then it would be eight. They wouldn't have to have another referendum, and then a petition would be possible 8 years after that date.
And that would be based on Iowa code that says that 10% of the population of that county, I'm assuming, would then have to sign that petition?
10% of the population in that county that voted in the last gubernatorial or presidential election. And it's a standard code language that some other referendums utilize.
Right. In general, I'd like to thank you for this amendment. I think the amendment actually makes the bill a better bill by far, especially in the part of I will vote for no bill that would allow internet gambling in Iowa unless it was a federally mandated countrywide issue. So just up front, striking that out of the bill, I think, strengthens the bill substantially. I am concerned that voters in the last election in 2010 expected to have the opportunity to vote again in 8 years. And I think it's inappropriate for us to change the rules on them in that. I am going to vote for the amendment because I think it's a good amendment overall, but I do expect that retroactivity from 1994, I will be putting an amendment through on the floor if this gets that far to change that to 2002 so we're not denying the voters of Iowa the opportunity one more time to understand what they're getting into. So,
thank you. Senator Dandekar.
Are you
unfair?
No, I'm good.
Thank you, Senator Shelgren. Senator Dandekar. We're on the amendment. Okay. Senator McCoy.
On this bill, Senator Dotzer, will you yield?
Yes, I would.
On the amendment, page one, when we're talking about 2%.
The amendment or the bill?
Of the amendment.
Okay.
We're on the amendment,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm in order on the amendment.
Yep.
The
yep.
question is, on 2% shall be distributed to an organization representing owners of thoroughbred race horses for the purpose of paying the annual operating expenses. And this, as I understand it, is going to be done at county fairs or county organizations working with state bred races.
Standard bred racing.
Yeah.
And I believe it does authorize those purses that regulation through the counties and the state fair.
What kind of money are we talking about?
Well, I'm not sure about that, Senator. Maybe if somebody would like unanimous consent, there'd be somebody that represents that industry.
What's 2% of
I don't know.
Unanimous
consent.
I'm sorry, what did you say? How much was it?
Somewhere between $300,000 and
$400,000.
For old glue sticks. I thought it was our practice with unanimous consent to allow representatives of government agencies to speak.
Right.
Oh.
That's true.
Point. Is there anybody here from any of our government agencies?
Racing and gaming. Anybody from racing and gaming here?
Seeing nobody, you got an answer? Senator
McCoy. You know, the thing I'd like to say, first of all, besides being surprised that nobody's here from racing and gaming, that shocks me. It shocks me. But you know, this horse industry, you know, we hear all about how this horse industry is so important to our state and our economic welfare and our economic well-being. And yet they only represent, $300,000 or $400,000, is going to go to the county fairs to run the old glue sticks around the track. And it just seems to me that I question, what are we doing subsidizing this horse industry to the tune of, particular parts of the state, tens of millions of dollars, not to mention the dog industry. And I think, as we look at these issues and as we get further down the line here, I think we need to have some discussion about this industry, how important this industry really is, what we're doing with this industry, and what we're doing with the dog industry as well. And we need to really make some decisions as policymakers about how long we're going to continue this, and what it is we really want to accomplish with this. But for today, I'm gonna vote to allow this to come out. I have some concerns related to the Interstate Internet Poker Study, and I have concerns that Racing and Gaming, who are not represented here today in this important committee meeting on a piece of gambling legislation, is also going to be conducting a study in bed with the industry that has the most to gain by conducting this hub operation opportunity for reporting. So I will look forward to working on this as we move forward. I would say I'm less than satisfied as a member of the subcommittee with the information I've been given to date, and I will continue working on this as we move forward.
Thank you, Senator McCoy. Are there any other questions or comments on the amendment? Senator Dandekar.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The more I hear, I have a lot more questions. I'm going to be yes on the amendment and on the bill today in the committee. That's all I can say. So.
Any other questions or comments on the amendment? Senator Dotzer, closing comments on the amendment.
Understand your concerns, Senator McCoy. I, being a Polk County senator, and the racing mainly occurs in Polk County. I do know that the racing industry is an important industry in the state of Iowa. I had friends that gave up horses because they were spending so much money on them, feeding them and housing them and taking care of them, and they're certainly wonderful animals. So it's a conversation that needs to be continued. With that, Mr. Chairman, I just move the amendment short form.
Record. Record's been requested. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Wolf?
Aye.
Senator Zang?
Aye.
Senator Zong?
No.
Senator Anderson?
No.
Senator Bartz?
Aye.
Senator Black?
Aye.
Senator Shelton?
Aye.
Senator Dandekar?
Aye.
Senator Dotson?
Aye.
Anyway, it certainly is a little different situation than what everybody else has in their casinos that they might have in their districts. What's very upsetting to me is the change in referendum, because that is really one vehicle that the residents of Polk County have to be able to keep the people that are running that casino accountable and fulfilling the promises that they were promised when they originally voted for this bill, or for the to allow a casino in Polk County. And It's troubling to me that we are going to change the referendum process. We made a promise. The promise was made to the people of Polk County that they would have the ability to weigh in to make sure that they are following through with what was promised in regards to monies that were given to the nonprofits, to the schools, and potentially even property tax reduction. And it is troubling to me that we're going to change this referendum. We all know around this room that a reverse referendum is very difficult to do. So second part of this bill that is troubling to me is this internet gambling. I think Senator Feenstra talked about it earlier in regards to bad behavior and taxing bad behavior, because obviously, I mean, we'll see what this study says, assuming that this gets passed here today, that there is people that are doing internet gambling, it is against the law, but we're going to go in. And to me, when you look at what the Des Moines Register had here several weeks ago, that 73% of all Iowans said they do not want the State Racing and Gaming Commission, who is absent today. That should send a message. We have all the interest that it's going to benefit here today, but not the Racing and Gaming Commission. And it's troubling to me that we have the opportunity, when 73% of Iowans said that they don't want internet gambling, and we've got the opportunity here to slam the door on this, but no, we're going to keep this thing alive. And I think probably everybody around this table recognizes that there's problems with this bill right now. I've always taught that you vote it up or down, but you vote for good legislation. Good legislation makes good policy. I think we've hit a low point, and it's an act of desperation to do what we're doing here today, and I will be opposed to this bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Bartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think Senator Shelgren actually addressed this in some of his comments to the amendment, but I think it's important to reiterate or repeat some of those comments. When I left the legislature in 2002, I was part of a geographical part of the state that did not have a casino. And when I came back in 2009, the Diamond Joe facility had been approved overwhelmingly by the voters of my home county. As Senator Shelgren said it best, we have it. And I think it's irresponsible to ignore it. And I think really the most responsible thing to do is to regulate it in a means that's fair, equitable, and transparent. This bill has been amended by the amendment that we passed. I think it has improved it. I still have some concerns, and I want to draw those to the attention of the committee. And in fact, a couple things that maybe haven't even been in any of the discussions yet, but I think it's important that as this bill moves to the floor that we spend some special time with that. The first is in Section 11 of the original bill, which is on page 6, starting at line 9, it's been explained to me that this is a technical correction, but I still have some concern with it, because the language strike in the original bill, it strikes the port of call language that's tied to a county approving through referendum the port of call. And my concern is, I know that none of the boats, quote, float right now, but I still think that Section 11, with that strike, could create a situation where a new boat could come in and could run up and down either the Missouri or the Mississippi side and stop at counties that have not actually had the initial referendum, and that's a concern of mine. Hopefully it's only a typo and it is a drafting issue that can be fixed. That would deeply concern me. The second thing that I think is important is that we need to we're not only dealing with the regulation of the entities we have in the state right now. We're actually dealing in a future tense by passing any gaming legislation with potential future situations. And one of the things I think that maintains the credibility of and the transparency of the gaming industry in the state is that issue of the initial referendum and a second referendum. You know, in the Diamond Joe situation, it's been 5 or 6 years. The operation has been up and operating. It's been proven to be a credible part of the community, I guess is the best way to put it, you know, in regard to employment and some of the other things that have happened at that interchange with Old Highway 105 and Interstate 35. But in the Larchwood situation, we've got two referendums that have been only a year and a half apart, and that facility is not even operating at this point. I think that concerns me because you don't have a track record of performance. So I think one of the things that, and I've kind of gone a long story, but I think if we have potential new licenses in the state, we need to address that issue of duty of performance. And maybe that duty of performance is an initial referendum, and then 8 years after the initial referendum, a second referendum, and then possibly moving to the reverse referendum after that point. But I think that's something that we need to at least talk about. And maybe Senator Dossler can address that, or we can address that on the floor. The third thing is something also that specifically I don't think has been addressed yet in either the amendment or the bill. The report that's been asked for by the State Racing and Gaming Commission, Senator Veenstra has brought up that this has a potential impact on social consequences, I believe is the term he utilized. I think the other thing that we have to realize is that the report, if the state would choose to go the direction of the regulation of interstate internet poker, it would also have an effect on the tribal licenses in this state. And I think one of the things that is important in a report, and I'll be trying to work up some potential language, is that we understand the impacts on those tribal entities, which we all understand by international treaty are, you know, based upon U.S. law, basically the same law, Iowa law, applies to those. So we need to be sure that we're not creating a situation where we are at an impasse with the Fox and the Sac, or the other two tribes, I think, in Western Iowa. I'm sorry, I can't recall their name. So I think those are three things. I don't know if those have actually been considered in any of the conversations. And I thank you, Senator Dossler, for listening, and hopefully we can have some more conversations about those. And thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Bartz, I agree with you. Senator Bolcom, I really would like to know why there was no representation from Gaming and Racing Commission. I mean, to me, they should have been here to answer our questions. I'm really upset and not happy that they are not here. Thank you.
Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I want to apologize about my voice. I'm fighting cold today. So I want to deal with the referendum, and Senator Zahn had some good points with that. I dealt with this bill in the subcommittee before we amended it just now, and it pulled the rug out from underneath the voters. After the amendment, or it pulled the rug out and threw away the rug. After this amendment, we're pulling the rug out from the voters, and we're going to hold it very tight and make them jump through a bunch of hoops before we give the rug back to them. We're making democracy harder and harder when we do a reverse referendum. In my county, which does have a casino, 7,500 signatures would have to be received to have the reverse referendum. 7,500. I said in subcommittee, we had to get 100 signatures to get on the ballot for state senate. I thought it was going to be an easy task. It was harder than I thought. And that was just 100 signatures. Now we have to deal with 7,500 signatures. And I want to leave you with this thought before you vote on this bill. It's not the most perfect analogy, but imagine if we ran for office, we got elected, and then we changed the rules. And we said, if we're elected to two consecutive terms up here as state senator, after 4 years and another 4 years, we are up here forever until the people back home went out and got 7,500 signatures just to have the right to vote us out of office. If we pulled that, how do you think the people back home would feel? I think they would be pretty upset with us. And I think they would say we made democracy harder and harder. And this bill pulls the rug out from the voters that we represent, that the power comes from the people. We're pulling the rug, and we're going to hold it tight, and we're going to make them jump through 7,500 hoops just to have the right to get the rug back. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the discussion. It's my understanding that the Racing and Gaming Commission is meeting someplace else today. I think, where are they? I just got a note. Council Bluffs. And also, they might have not known that we had a meeting. I know I didn't let Senator Bochum know that I was ready to run this bill yesterday. It was on the schedule. It was canceled. I went to him after the fact, and we didn't actually have a full 24-hour notice, so in fairness to them, that might have been part of the problem. Moving forward, I think that this amendment and the questions that have been brought up, we took the questions and listened to them, and the amendment does allow us to take a more deliberate approach in looking at the online poker play. The fact of the matter is there are still hundreds of thousands of Iowans of gaming illegally in Iowa, and this was an attempt to take a look at and making sure that that was done properly. Senator Bartz, I agree with your duty of performance. I think that a casino ought to show for 8 years that they're dealing with the right in the right manner, in a proper manner, and that's certainly something that we can move forward with. And, I really believe that our casinos have contributed to our state. There are people that are fundamentally against gaming, and I think it's wrong. But I think Senator Yoakum, all she's got to do is look at Dubuque and see the improvements that were made there. And I know we turned down two referendums in my community, and then we applied for the Vision Iowa grants, and we couldn't find the match money to be able to get those Vision Iowa grants, and Waterloo, Cedar Falls area sat pretty much dead until we did get a casino and we did find that match money. In the meantime, other communities around Iowa got match money from revenue from casinos, and their communities grew, and they've changed tremendously. And I submit to you, if they wouldn't have had gaming in Dubuque, Iowa, you never would have seen IBM come into that community, because it required a significant investment and change to move this state forward. And so for those reasons, I think that we've got some work to do on this bill, but it's a good bill and it moves in the right direction. And I know my community wants to get rid of that referendum because it pulls money away from our private nonprofit organizations who benefit tremendously from the giving that comes directly from the gaming industry. And I sit on the Gaming and Racing Commission in Blackhawk County, and I know the good it does for our community. With that, Mr. Chairman, I know I went on everybody's hurry, but I request a record roll call.